Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Advocates of free market, and this is Danielle Kishi writing at the American Conservative Magazine.com. Advocates of free market enterprise should be irate over Amazon's crony capitalist practices and the cities and the states that enable it. But more so than simply ruffling the feathers of the libertarian minded, Amazon's shameless solicitation for subsidies capped off a summer of skirmishes in the Democratic left's emerging war against monopolies. Earlier this summer, when Amazon announced its purchase of Whole Foods, antitrust advocates called upon the Department of Injustice and the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust division to block the sale and update the U.S. government's legal definition of monopoly. Although the acquisition, which was approved in August, only gives Amazon a 1.5% market share in the grocery industry, it more importantly provides the tech giant with access to more than 450 brick-and-mortar Whole Foods locations. Critics say that these physical locations will prove invaluable to its long-term plan of economic dominance, and that it is but the latest advance in the company's unprecedented control of the economy's underlying infrastructure. I've been telling you people this. Google also found itself in the crosshairs of the left's anti-monopoly faction when, in late June, the EU imposed a $2.7 billion fine against the tech company for anti-competitive search engine manipulation. And there's more on this. I want to get to the punchline. Although the modern Republican Party stands accused of cozying up with corporate interests, the history of conservative thought has a rich intellectual tradition of being skeptical, if not hostile, towards economic consolidation. For conservative and libertarians wedded to the tenets of free market orthodoxy, or for Democrats dependent on campaign contributions from a donor class of Silicon Valley tycoons, redefining the legal definition of monopoly and rekindling a bipartisan interest in antitrust enforcement are likely non-starters. But for conservative, by the way, that's an advertising slogan. That's not a methodology, conserving things, conservatism. It used to be, it's not anymore.